1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Southmoreland High School in the final night of the opening round of the WPIL basketball playoffs. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, welcoming you into the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network. Tonight, we have a 3A boys first-round matchup as the number 5 Southmoreland Scotties host the 12-seed Little Prexies of Wash High. Tom Drakely beside me, Scott Donnelly, our floor director tonight, Cam Fritz, Grady Peterson handling the cameras, and Bill Chapo anchoring in our downtown Washington studios. The hosts were mired in a sub-500 start to the season, going 4-6 through their first 10 games, including back-to-back losses to open the Charleroi Holiday Tournament. Since then, Southmoreland has gone 10-2, including a pair of 5-game win streaks on the way to an unbeaten run through Section 4. Wash High finished third in Section 2, losing twice each to 4-seed Bishop Canavan and number 6-seed Keystone Oaks. The Little Prexies struggled late in the year, but have won 7 of their last 10, including 4 in a row coming into tonight's matchup. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care in the comfort of home, sunnydaysinhomecare.com. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. And by the Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. We'll have more on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com. 24 Washington and Greene County teams earned participation in the WPIL basketball playoffs. To date, 6 have been eliminated. West Greene boys, Beth Center boys, Chartiers-Houston, Fort Cherry, and Bentworth boys, and the McGuffey girls. So that leaves 18 teams still alive. 11 of them, almost two-thirds, are in action tonight in opening round games. Wash High boys here. Chartiers-Houston girls at home with Southside. Fort Cherry girls at home with Riverview. Both of those games available at WJPA.com as well. Also in action, Charleroi boys against Seton LaSalle. Waynesburg boys at Mohawk. In 5A, Hampton boys visiting Peters Township. Ringgold boys are at number 2 Lincoln Park. On the 2A girls side, Bentworth taking on Winchester Thurston at Keystone Oaks. Best Center is at Aliquippa. Burgettstown hosting Jeanette, and California home to Laurel. 11, count them, 11 teams in action tonight. Here in the 3A boys bracket, where we're going to spend the next 90 minutes or so talking about what we're seeing happening and see who advances not only to the WPIL quarterfinals, but keeps alive hopes of making the PIAA playoffs in 3A boys. The top seven advance to the state tournament. So quarterfinal losers will play through a consolation bracket, and you'll have two chances to win at least once to qualify for state. Only team that won't make it's the team that loses twice in that consolation bracket. But first things first, you got to get to the quarterfinals or your season comes to an end. Here's the way the 3A boys bracket looks. Number one, Mohawk home with Waynesburg. Number two, Aliquippa hosting number 15, Snow Rocks. The three seed is South Park home tonight with number 14, Riverside. Bishop Canavan, champion of the section that Wash High was in, that is section two. Bishop Canavan, the four seed, hosting number 13, Shadyside Academy. Southmoreland Scotties are the champion of section four and hosting Wash High. The six seed is Keystone Oaks at home with Ligonier Valley. Seven seed went to Seton LaSalle, hosting number 10, Charleroi. And the eight seed is South Allegheny, home tonight with Elwood City. Bring my partner in crime in, Tom Drakely, beside me. Had a chance to chat with both coaches.
I did, and very interesting takes from each individual coach. Let's start with Travis Anderson from Washington High School. One of the things he told me is they're going to come out, they're going to start man-to-man. They're going to try to keep number 23, their leading scorer, in check. They're going to try to deny him the basketball. Hard to do. Pretty good player, left-hander. So
third highest scorer in school history. Yeah, it's hard to keep him in check.
Yeah, I think what you have to do in a situation like that is contain him. And one of the things we discussed was keeping key players out of foul trouble. Every now and then, as we have seen, Washington players have a tendency to make a bad foul here and there. They cannot afford to do that tonight. Now, on the other side, I had a chance to talk to one of the assistants, a familiar name, Tommy Samoski, who played at Ken McMillan High School, and he told me they're concerned because of the athleticism. And he said, you know, we know they'll make mistakes, but we know they can overcome those mistakes because of their physical skill set. Tristan Reed, he singled out in particular, and you and I both know the talent that that young man has. But Washington's going to have to take care of the basketball because they're going to be pressed. They're going to have to be able, in my opinion here, defend the sets that Southmoreland will run this evening. They're very good in a half-court offense, Bob. Shoot a lot of threes. And if they shoot, they got to be one and done if you're Washington.
A couple of common opponents. Wash High's section, Keystone Oaks, a non-conference game. Southmoreland lost at KO to open the year, 73-59. Wash High lost to KO twice, 56-36, then 53-46 down the stretch. And Waynesburg, who's in Southmoreland section, the Scotties played Waynesburg twice, sweeping that series, 47-46 and 62-61. Wash High played Waynesburg back in early December, and the Little Prexies winning in overtime, 56-53. Our game officials tonight, Don Johnson, the referee, working with Mike Yawitz and Craig Mankins. Late in the ball game, following the ball game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. This game in a broadcast rights, the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network, are broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the WPIL and the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved. Back to check the starting lineups. We come back here on the Visit Green County pregame show on WJPA.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Take a look at the starting lineups about to be introduced here at Southmoreland High School. First of all, the visiting Little Prexy, 6'5 senior Tristan Reed, 5'8 junior Tavon France, 6'3 senior Will Cowan, 5'10 freshman Jaquay Heyman, and a 6'3 senior Vince Johnson. Travis Anderson, the Washeye head coach, Little Prexy's 12-10. For Frank Massino's Southmoreland Scotties, checking in two games better in the record at 14-8 starters. 6'2 senior Stanley Chapman, 6'2 senior Brady Sherbondi, 6'2 sophomore Brock Pritz, 5'11 senior Ty Warwick, and 6' senior third all-time leading scorer in school history, Noah Falenser. It's Chapman, Sherbondi, Pritz, Warwick, and Falenser, the starters for Southmoreland. Tip-off. WPIL 3A boys opening round 12-5 matchup, Washeye and Southmoreland, when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
And our thanks to Visit Greene County, presenting our pregame show on all of our broadcasts here on the WJPA Sports Network. Winner of this game will play the winner of tonight's 4-13 matchup, that is Bishop Canavan and Shadyside Academy. Records from this point on don't matter. You're either 1-0 and going on, or you're 0-1 and you're going home.
Yeah, that's a tough way to look at it, but that's reality. Somebody wins and somebody loses. Well, we're ready to go. Washington does have a little height advantage here this evening, and hopefully they use that to their advantage.
Tristan Reed into the center circle with Noah Falenser, and the Little Prexies will control the opening tip. We are underway. Washington going right to left here in the opening quarter. France, take it out to Callen. Back to France. Launch a three ball from the left wing. Shot was deep. Rebounded by the Scotties. Falenser up the floor for a lay-in.
Well, if you're going to contain someone, that's not the way to do it. He went coast to coast and was not contested at all.
Cleared the rebound and went from the center of the lane on one side and up the floor for the lay-in to put the Scotties up 2-0. France, Callen. Looking left side, nowhere to go there. Dribble drive by France, feed it back out. Callen around to the right, on into the corner. Tristan Reed starts, pulls up, side of the lane, shot partially blocked. Loose ball grab by Jaquay Heyman. Good hustle there. Heyman saw that block and got after the loose ball.
Yeah, he certainly did.
2-3 zone extended out to the volleyball 10-foot line. At times, Falenser further out than that. Reed and Callen pass almost stolen. Callen takes it to the elbow. Leaner up and in. We're going to get a held ball call. Callen went ahead and took the shot, and that is That will not count. So the held ball possession arrow kept him from releasing the ball.
Did you think it was a held ball, Bob? Or
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Yep. Yeah, he wanted to shoot long before he shot.
Right.
Scotty's get the ball in front court and now set up. Left wing is Sherbondi. 2-0 lead. Southmoreland leading a minute and a half into the ball game. On the dribble, it's Warwick. Give it off to a Pritz, side of the lane, looking for a cutter. Can't go there. Goes cross court. Falenzer, guarded by France, forcing him to the baseline. Pass across the paint is tipped up into the top row of the low bleachers.
Yeah, they did a nice job on the baseline help that time, and it was Tristan Reed who got his hands on that basketball. Washington in a man-to-man.
Sherbondi to key it in. Scotty set up offensively. Three ball in flight, left wing, nothing but net. Three-pointer for Ty Warwick. 5-0, Southmoreland.
He's a pretty good shooter, and if you let him get his feet set, Bob, he can knock those threes down. They will take a lot of them if they're available.
Reed's pass was tipped, but saved by France and then taken away from him. Pritz ends up with the ball, long feet ahead, 3-on-1. Little Prexy's hustle back defensively. That pass just tipped, and it wasn't even attacking the basket. Wart muscles his way to the hoop, and it's going to be a foul on Tavon France. 5:48 to play, opening quarter, Southmoreland 5, Washington nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Brock Pritz at the free throw line. Hits 1 of 2. Little Prexy's rebound to miss on the second. Foul called on Tavon France. Callen dribbles into the corner and then able to find help to get out of there. Callen, dribble drive, jump pass. The ball off to Johnson. Now back out to France. Tristan Reed, pump fake on a three, dribble drive. Scoop shot way off the mark. Long outlet pass. Two players behind everybody. Falenzer for the lay-in. Well, timeout Wash High. 5:17 to play. Opening quarter. 8-0. Scotty's back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Travis Anderson had seen enough. A 3-on-1 earlier, than the Scotties didn't sprint that to the bucket. This time they get a 2-on-nobody.
Yeah, and in the films I watched, they will push the ball, and that time nobody got back in transition for Washington, gave up an easy layup.
One of the problems that I've seen is the Southmoreland defense causes the Little Prexies to have to just drive so far forward to try to possess the ball.
Well, they're really pressuring the ball. And what Washington, that's the perfect answer. Get the ball to Tristan Reed on the interior.
And Reed gets to the bucket, and a pushing foul called on the Little Prexy. 70 feet from the basket, they're defending. Tavon France picks up his second. And again, that's just a foul you can't take.
No, that's not smart basketball. You do not want to foul that far away from the basket.
A couple of substitutions for the Little Prexies. Isaac Mahon and Isaac Charnick check into the game. Long pass ahead, caught by Chapman. Now finds a trailer down the lane. Pritz scores. Used this phrase in a game earlier this week. Just too easy.
Oh, Bob, that's like a pickup game. I mean, there's nobody defending.
10-2, Southmoreland plus 8. Reed's pass, he just kind of flipped it towards Charnick, and it was picked off.
Casual.
That's his second turnover on just a soft pass.
Yeah, you cannot be soft. You have to be strong with your passes.
Chapman around Sherbondi, and now Pritz for three. It's off the iron. Callen can't control the rebound, and Loprexy is going to get a break here. That ball clearly knocked out by Callen, but the ruling is Ty Warrick touched it, knocked it loose from him.
Boy, I think they caught a break. You're absolutely right.
4:10 to play, opening quarter, 8-point Southmoreland lead. Callen wanted to go to the right, couldn't go there right away. Vince Johnson double team, bounce pass to Charnick. Lob it back out to Callen at the volleyball 10-foot line. Southmoreland long, 2-3 zone defense, feed behind it to Johnson for the deuce.
Well, and that's what you need to do because they, look at this, again, wide open.
Three ball, Falensky, wide open Trey.
Well, I don't know what they're doing in defense, but they're not getting back quickly.
Valencer has 7 points already. Needed 65 coming into the game to become second all-time, and Callen called for a travel. Unchallenged in the midcourt. 13-4, Southmoreland with the early lead.
Washington just has to settle down, and Coach Anderson was concerned about the atmosphere. That he said they're not used to this. They have to be able to react quickly, and right now they're having a difficult time communicating defensively.
3:25 to play, first quarter, 13-4, a lot of time to play. I mean, here's almost three and a half quarters left, but cannot give up these long breaks. Valencer, another three. This one from out by the hash mark. Hits it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was contested, too. I mean, he shot by the hash mark, the volleyball line.
Tristan Reed trying to go to the hoop, and he is going up and is going to be fouled and will go to the line to shoot. 3:06 to play, opening quarter. Southmoreland 16, Wash High 4. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
My apologies. It certainly appeared that Tristan Reed was going to the basket and was going to get foul shots, but the ruling was a foul on the floor. Washington missed, but Vince Johnson with a couple of cracks at it gets the second one to go. 16-6, three ball near side. Ty Warrick, long rebound, comes up the lane. Vince Johnson will clear it there.
Yeah, if they can get the ball, Bob, into Vince Johnson and into Tristan Reed, they're going to be able to score, but they have to handle the outside pressure.
Cross-court pass. Reed, three ball off the front of the rim. Rebound, put back, Isaac Mann.
He was in great position for that ball as it came off the rim.
Valencer and Pritz bring the ball out of the backcourt. Ball to the left wing. Wide open look. Pritz made a man miss. Pritz hits the three. Or check that. Ty Warrick's second tray.
Got to stay on your feet. You can't go for that shot fake.
19-8. Soft bounce pass again. Reed had it knocked away. Out ahead, feed to Ty Warrick for the lay-in. Three, Tristan Reed, soft pass turnovers.
Yeah, you cannot afford to do that against this team. You can just see how aggressive they are.
Callen dribbles to the elbow, feed it back to Reed on the wing. Trying to get around the defense. He'll flip it to the corner. Callen's three ball too strong, and a foul going to be called. And a pushing foul on a rebound situation. Looks like Stanley Chapman holding up Isaac Charnick. Second foul on the Scotties. First in the game on the 6'2 senior Chapman. 1:15 to play in our first quarter. 21-8 Southmoreland with the lead. The Scotties scored the game's first 8 points. Callen to inbound. Get it to Reed, side of the lane, flip it out for a three-pointer. Rattles home. Isaac Mann with a tray.
Boy, they needed that in the worst way, Bob.
21-11. Scotties plus 10. Get the ball in front court. Valencer on the dribble. Finds Chapman. Looks to his right. Can't go there. Goes around the perimeter. Stinnett checks in. Valencer to the hoop. Shot partially blocked. Will Callen got a piece of that. Loprexy's get the ball ahead. Soft dribble. Loose ball. And good hustle there by Vince Johnson to keep the possession alive. Needs help to the corner. Reed on the near side now. And he'll bring it out to the midcourt and reset. Feed goes to Callen. Callen penetrates, splits the double team, shot block, and Andrew Callen. Will Callen will go to the line to shoot a couple. That foul going to be on Chapman, his second. Two free throws coming for Will Callen at the stripe. First trip for the Little Prexies to the free throw line. We'll keep it here.
Callen, nice move penetrating the zone. He split the defenders, and he was able to get to the rim, Bob. And that's a good thing against the zone.
Callen, a 51% free throw shooter. Needed a little rattle, but got the first one to go.
Well, you'll take him anywhere you can get him.
29 seconds to play in our opening quarter. 21-12. Southmoreland with the lead. Callen's second one also on the iron and home. Two for two for that 50-50 free throw shooter. 21-13. The lead is eight, which is the way Southmoreland started. High post jumper well short. Long rebound after the miss by Sherbondi. Callen rebounds. 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Reed across the timeline. Into the corner. Had a man open and a soft pass back to Reed. And a nice save on the sideline. Going to say, though, that Falenzer stepped out of bounds. I don't know if the official is going to talk this over, but
I don't think so. Washington will maintain possession.
Wow, a break there. That soft pass from the corner from Heyman got tipped.
Every soft pass has been contested.
Reed, fade away three off the window, won't go. Long rebound ends the quarter. Southmoreland 21, Washington 13. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Our motto at Sunny Days is put our clients and our caregivers first.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We care about people and we want people to have better lives because we're involved with them. We'd love for you to go and check out our website, fill out an application, and we can talk to you more. And we really like to have good people. And the big thing we're looking for is if you're a caring and compassionate person. And that's our top quality.
Sunny Days caregivers make a difference in people's lives. Find out how you can join the team. Log on sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Southmoreland scored the game's first 8 points, 13 all since then. And it'll be Washeye basketball to start the second quarter. One tie-up in that opening period after Washeye won the tip. 10 points for Noah Falenzer and 8 more for Ty Warwick, and many of those were easy and uncontested.
Well, but they've withstood the worst of it. Now, if they can just get themselves settled in here, continue to try to get the basketball inside against his zone, they've been effective when they've been able to do that, Bob.
Ball in the hands of Will Callen. He'll go right side to Jaquay Heyman. The freshman had a ball knocked out of his hands, feed it down low. Reed has to fight to save it. Had it knocked out of his hands, saves it at the baseline. Get it out to the freshman, Heyman. Jump pass around to Mayan cross court. Vince Johnson draws traffic and scores.
He'll score every time down there on the block.
21-15. Southmoreland lead is 6. That pass tip. Ball smacked around. Johnson goes and gets it. Throws it to empty space. Heyman will track it down. Heyman across. Ball fumbled by Mayan. He'll save it at the sideline, but stepped out of bounds.
Well, that was a good hustle play. I'm not sure about the pass, though, Bob, across the court like that. That's a long pass. Heyman just looks a little nervous. The freshman looks like a freshman tonight so far.
7:15 to play, first half, 21-15, Southmoreland plus 6. Falenzer out in the midcourt with Brock Pritz. Those two go back and forth. Falenzer drive into traffic, ball stripped out of his hands, controlled by Vince Johnson. Johnson will go to Reed, and he wants to sprint on the dribble across the timeline. Falenzer picks him up there. Reed had trouble with his own dribble. Johnson to Callen. Low block goes to the hoop. Dish it off. Fight for the loose ball. Johnson gets it, goes up, and he's going to get another held ball call. Well, that's twice. the Little Prexies have scored after a held ball call.
That was a quick one, I thought. I mean, I guess you could call that a jump ball, but, boy, you talk about rough luck for Washington.
So the possession arrow throw in for the Scotties. Ball ahead to Stinnett. Ball onto the perimeter, three ball, nothing but net. Brock Pritz hits a tray. First points for Southmoreland in about 3 minutes. 24-15, the margin is 9. Johnson on the dribble into the corner, back out to Callen. Johnson sets a wide screen. Callen fading away, little flip pass that somehow got through, and now Heyman fumbles it. Just another look like a freshman. Falenzer high off the window. That won't go. Heyman, and we're going to get a held ball call there. Heyman battles in, and I think Jaquay Heyman going to get a seat.
Well, yeah, he's a little undone right now. I mean, it's a big stage for a freshman to be in, but he'll settle in. He'll be okay.
Possession arrow throw in for the Little Prexies after Falenzer gets the shoelaces tied. Somehow both of his shoes came untied.
Now, Tavon France has to be careful, Bob. He has two fouls already. You'd hate to see him pick up a third.
Callen lobbed down low. Catch by Reed. Missed the bunny. Got his own rebound. Put it on the deck in close quarters. Trying to fight out of a tie-up. Flipped the ball out. Vince Johnson drives to the hoop and travels.
Boy, the right idea to go up strong like that, but he just couldn't keep his feet underneath him. And there's no question, Bob, the advantage for Washington is inside with the two bigs, but they've got to keep this ball from turning over.
Well, Prexy's full court pressure. Falenzer jump pass, get it ahead to Warwick to the far side. Three ball off the rim by Sherbondi, and the rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Brock Pritz.
Well, that was a 2-2-1 press. It's not designed necessarily to steal, but it is designed for them to take a quick shot, which they did, and they missed.
Sherbondi checks out, and Chapman back on the floor. He has two fouls for Southmoreland. 5:25 to play first half. 24-15, Southmoreland plus 9. Cross-court pass. Callen comes to meet that. Euro step. Try to dish down low, and he didn't get called for throwing the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, I thought he should have just kept going. He had a layup. I think he was trying to pass to a teammate to the left of him.
And then looks to the official wanting bailed out on a foul call, but did not get that. Ball back across Pritz, and now ahead to Warwick in the paint. His shot won't go, and a foul called. A couple of free throws coming. 5:07 to play, second quarter. Southmoreland 24, Wash High 15. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
One of two on the trip to the free throw line by Ty Warwick. Missed the first, hit the second on the foul called against Isaac Mahon. 10-point Southmoreland lead. Mahon gives it back to Callen on the front side. Defense extends to meet Callen in that midcourt. Jump pass. Tavon France with a screen. Dribbles out to the midcourt. Goes to Callen again. Has Reed in a corner. Callen spun around. Feed it across near side to Mahon. Callen takes it back near the Scotties logo. 4:35 to play in the half. 25-15. Southmoreland lead is 10. France, pull up, 15-footer, in, out, won't go. Rebound tipped around, kept alive. Vince Johnson looking for an area to go up. Missed that shot, and a rebound cleared by Brock Pritz.
Great effort by Johnson. Unable to draw that foul. That's what he was looking for.
Scotties plus 10. Biggest lead was 13. So Washington's able to only take 3 points off of that here in the last about 4 minutes. Fadeaway won't go. Valencer, ball ahead, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Brock Pritz, and two foul shots coming for Tavon France. Well, what a defensive play there by Pritz, though he did is ruled to have gotten a piece of the arm.
Yeah, I think he did.
France going to the foul line to shoot two. Little Prexy's 2 for 2 at the stripe. France, a 63% foul shooter on the season. First one is good. 3:50 to play. Washington's gone about 3.5 minutes after pulling back to within six. The good news is only a three and a foul shot on the other end. France hits both free throws. Little Prexy's 4 for 4 in the early going at the foul line.
Well, there. I'm sorry, Bob, they're still in this game. This is not by any stretch a blowout. They've hung in there, and that's what they wanted to do.
25-17, cross-court pass. Warwick's three ball, nothing but net.
You cannot allow him to set those feet and just fire it up, Bob.
His third tray of the game, 28-17. The margin is 11. Callen, screen from Johnson, feed it back out to France. Callen, quick first step, goes to the hoop, push shot won't go, rebound cleared by Brock Pritz.
A good drive, got to finish those.
Can't get to the rack and not put it in the bottom of the net.
Exactly.
Entry pass inside, ball knocked loose, gathered again in there a long time, and a pass thrown away out of bounds. Isaac Charnick will check into the game at turnover by Luke Stinnett.
One of the things they got to do against this zone, Bob, the big guys inside have to make themselves. They got to go to the open spot. They can't stand in a stationary spot. You're too easy to guard.
Yeah, we saw this a week and a half ago at McGuffey, a lot of first half standing around.
Yeah, and it's like right in this set. I mean, Will Johnson, if he cuts to the basket, he's wide open.
France, nice move to save that pass. A little too tall from Charnick. France gets it back, double team. Ball goes to Johnson down the lane, makes a man get airborne, lays it on the rim, won't go. Gets his own rebound, lays it on the rim, won't go. Rebound, Luke Stinnett.
Two great looks, too.
That's five shots in a row in tight. The little Prexies have gotten nothing out of. Valencer goes through the paint, and a holding foul going to be called. And it's going to be an out-of-bounds play. Second foul of the quarter on Washaw. You'll see reach in there, and I think Callen going to be tagged with the foul, his first. Sherbondi checks back in. Baseline throw in. Sherbondi will key it. Valencer wanted it. Inbound pass was tipped by Callen, controlled by Reed. Steal for the little Prexies. Reed up the floor, but Valencer will not let him attack. Near side, it's France. Charnick out to Reed. Ball fake. Step back to a three, off the iron, won't go. Rebound inside, Stanley Chapman. Pass knocked loose by Reed, controlled again by Sherbondi. Double dribble. Sherbondi dribbled. Now he's going to get called for walking in the midcourt.
Yeah.
Sherbondi dribbled it when he controlled it and then dribbled it again to get past Reed. And Reed just kind of stood there. You can't do that.
Yeah, two dribbles. Anybody, if you could do that, then you'd be a pretty good player and hard to stop.
Dribble, pick it up, and dribble again.
I think that's illegal.
1:55 to go, first half. 11-point lead. Reed trying to cut that to single digit. Hits the three from the corner. He's got five, and it's now 28-20.
He has that unique shot. It's a little push shot. He doesn't really leave his feet, but he's pretty good with it.
Valencer right at midcourt, trying to clear traffic. Able to get the ball to Chapman. Johnson out on him at the volleyball 10-foot line. Hand off, Brock Pritz, catch and shoot a three. Long rebound, Tavon France clears it. The shortest guy on the floor at 5'8", gets the rebound.
I like Tavon France. He's an active player, boy. I'll tell you what.
Illegal screen going to be called on Charnick. Came from behind. Good call.
Yeah, it was a good call. I saw it, Bob. I knew he was going to get nabbed for it as soon as that whistle blew.
You can't come from the blind side with no room, no place for the defender to step.
It's almost like a back screen, and you have to give them some space.
Coming up on 1:15 to play in the first half. 28-20, Southmoreland, 8-point lead. They had that with about 3 minutes gone in the opening quarter, and here we are in the final minute. Now Pritz to the lane, score. Nice feed from the wing.
Yeah, nice little set they just ran. screened off the defender, no one there for the switch, and they scored easily.
30-20, Scotties plus 10. Down to a minute to play. France to Callen, trying to blow by. Weaves out in front. Callen goes up short, rejected. Charnick gets it right out in front, doesn't shoot. Tristan Reed going to the hoop. That two-hand scoop is good.
Well, beautiful shot by Reed that time.
Seen enough. Isaac Charnick just does not want to shoot. Not tonight. Not. It just seems like he's, you know, how unusual is that for a high school basketball player?
Yeah, that's very unusual. Trust me.
Ball is fumbled. Going to go into backcourt. Tracking it down is Luke Stinnett. Going to be wash-high ball on the front side with 23 seconds to play. 8-point lead for Southmoreland.
Plenty of time to run a set. Get a basket here. You're only down two possessions. They're fighting back, Bob.
France dribbles toward the corner. Hand off Reed. Triple team. Ball inside to Charnick, and he can't handle it.
Oh, he was wide open, too, on the cut. A little discouraged on after the pass. He just dropped it right out of bounds.
Now up the floor. Valencer, give and go, gets it back, trying to wrap around, feed it across, three ball, wide of the mark. Charnick rebounds the miss. 5 seconds to play in the half. Up the floor comes Callen, launch it from half court, and it's off the mark, and the half comes to an end. 13 minutes after Southmoreland took an 8-0 lead, the margin is 8 going to the locker room. 30-22, Scotties on the Little Prexies. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Southmoreland scored the game's first 8 points. The Little Prexies played even through the rest of that first quarter, 21-13. Southmoreland led after one, and the team's 9 points apiece in that second period. And so Southmoreland still at that 8-point margin. It's 30-22. Three players only have scored for Southmoreland, a dozen for Ty Warwick, 10 for Noah Valencer, and 8 more for Brock Pritz. Scotties are 2 of 4 at the foul line at halftime. Little Prexies, 5 different players have scored, 7 by Tristan Reed, 6 more for Vince Johnson, Isaac Mayen with 5 in that opening quarter. Tavon France and Will Callen have 2 points apiece, each hitting a pair of free throws. The Little Prexies are 4 for 4 at the charity stripe at the break.
I see some good things for Washington. They withstood the storm early on, down 8-0. They were getting beat with easy layups. But the fact that only 3 players have scored for Southmoreland is actually a positive for Washington. So now you've got to make sure you keep an eye on those 3 players through communication and recognition. For Washington, I honestly believe, Bob, if they can continue to get the basketball inside, they're going to get some easy scoring opportunities, but what they have to do is make those easy baskets and stop turning the basketball over.
We are at the half. This is the second time I've been to a gym where there's people in the stands with like some kind of squish balls or something. They'll throw them in there. I don't Well, I have to find out. There's a bullseye target. I'm not sure what the prize is or pay to do that, but
I think the closest to the bullseye gets a prize of some kind.
How about this? The Little Prexies, with 7 minutes left in the half, are back on the floor.
Well, I don't know if that's good or bad, but he must not have had a lot to say. He was a little bit exercised there a few times. He was upset with them because they weren't getting back in defensive transition, so he let them know about it.
Yeah, well, a 3-on-1 break and a 2-on-nobody in that first quarter.
That'll tend to get you upset. And just, you know, they're inconsistent with their effort at times, Bob. I think that's the most frustrating part that you see. They can play with this team. They can beat this team. And they've got to understand that.
We're at the half, 30-22, Southmoreland with the lead. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more games, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to 4 games at once, so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Back at Southmoreland, a couple of minutes before the start of the second half.
That was the fastest halftime I think we've seen in a long time.
Well, the Little Prexies, I'm telling you, came out with 7 minutes left on the clock.
And it's an 8-minute halftime, so figure that one out.
He put 10 up there, but still, well, 3 minutes, and Travis Anderson had said all he needed to say, I guess.
Yeah, like I said before, I think there were a few things he was not thrilled with, so I'm hoping they got the message and realized that this is a game they can win. They've got to do clean up a few things, and turnovers would be right at the top of the list.
And they got to, you know, when you're in tight, you got to put the ball in. At one point, they had 5 or 6 straight shots in tight against the rack.
I'm thinking at least 3 to 4 baskets should have been scored inside, and they missed. And then the turnovers, Bob, were just unforced soft passes that were just picked off. You got to be a little bit more aware. Come and meet your pass, throw crisp passes against that zone. And they're going to stay in that zone, too, I would imagine, until they can shoot their way out of it.
Now both teams back on the floor. Pretty standard Southmoreland coming out with about 3.5 to go, but... Scotties have the better of it at the moment. They're +8. The question is, can the Little Prexies go +8 or +9 after intermission? We saw about a week and a half ago on that Saturday afternoon. And again, Washi already had the playoff berth in hand because of their win earlier. But trailed 21-18 at the break. Yeah, that was 3-5, but to really turned it on. And got the win at McGuffey that enhanced the Little Prexies' position in the section standings and eliminated their rival from McGuffey.
Well, we haven't seen their half-court trap yet, and I wonder if he's saving that for this half It was very effective against McGuffey in that game at McGuffey, and maybe that's something he has up his sleeve, Bob. Not sure about that, but boy, it's just this simple. Make your layups and quit turning the basketball over. And you're right there.
Southmoreland will start the second half with the basketball, and the Scotties with an 8-point lead. Winner goes to the WPIL quarterfinals, and at that point, they will have two opportunities to earn a berth in the PIAA tournament as well. Once you get to the quarters, you'll have, if you win your first game, if you win the quarter, you go. Then if you lose your quarter, you got to win one of your next two games, and you'll be in the state tournament. We'll get you started in the second half. Southmoreland 30, Washington 22 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities. We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Southmoreland to start the third quarter with the basketball. 16 minutes left in regulation play. Scotties get the ball inbounds to Brady Sherbondi. Along with Brock Pritz and now Noah Falenser. Dribble drive to the hoop, shot late on the iron but fell off. Vince Johnson with the rebound, gets by Falenser, push it up the wing. Johnson on the dribble, a little trouble with that but keeps it under control. Eventually, it's Will Callen, steps in, floater out front, won't go. The rebound off the hands of Scotties.
Yeah, he got in the lane, but he didn't get a good look.
Sherbondi handles the pass from Pritz, and again it's Falenser. Cross-court pass, Pritz penetrates, his leaner up in and out. Johnson rebounds the miss.
Well, opportunities are here for you, Washington. You've got to take advantage.
Southmoreland by eight. Tristan Reed, long bounce pass to Callen. France, back out to Callen near midcourt, 2-3 zone, extends out well beyond the volleyball 10-foot line. France, get it inside. Johnson muscles his way up and in.
Boy, and he did muscle, didn't he? I thought he elbowed a little bit to gain some space, but no call.
30-24, Washington back to within six. After falling behind 8-0, six is as close as they've gotten. Falenser travels.
Oh, my. All that contact, they got to travel. He's not happy. He just kind of looked at the official. Yeah, you don't want to say anything to them.
Patiently through backcourt. France picked up by Falenser. Screen by Reed. Kick to the corner. Callen for three. Perfect.
Wow, he just caught. That's called the old catch and shoot.
30-27, 3-point lead now.
How about that, huh? We're right back in it, Bob.
Washington 5-0 to start. Jaquay Heyman jumped the pass right, tipped the ball out of bounds.
He got a friendly little pat on the shoulder by his coach.
Jaquay Heyman with that play. Scotty's with the ball and a 3-point lead. Back cut wide open is Pritz, and he rolls it off the rim.
How did he miss it?
Well, Lil Prexy's missed a bunch in tight.
Well, that's true.
Maybe it's the rim.
It's the rim.
On that end of the floor.
Well, we joke about that, but it's funny how that works out sometimes.
Callen crossover. Gets an opening to the hoop. He'll finger roll and miss the bunny. Both sides have missed shots in tight in this quarter. Pritz has a man behind everybody. Cross-court pass now out into the corner to Ty Warwick. Pritz gets it back at the volleyball 10-foot line. Johnson reaches in on him. Wirt with a dribble, and now the pass off to the far side. Ball comes up top. Boy, close there. Tavon France reaching in. He's got two fouls. Well, deliberate set here. Ty Wirt looks back cut. Nobody there. Pass gets through. Valencer off the rim high. Callen can't find the rebound. And it's going to be tracked down by Tavon France.
Yeah, France did a nice job. That ball was loose for anyone's taking. And he ran in there and got it.
30-27, Southmoreland plus three. Callen on the dribble, gets a screen from Reed, goes to the wing, keeps the dribble alive. Cross court to Heyman. Around to Reed, and now Callen. Open three for the tie, hits it.
How about that? Will Callen back-to-back threes.
Callen with eight in the game, and we're tied at 30.
And the Washite contingent is loud.
First time we've been square since 20 seconds into the game. On the dribble, Valencer. Kick it out to the corner. Ball around to Sherbondi. Looks for a cutter. Going strong to the hoop, and the bucket scored by Ty Warwick. Sees ported, and Warwick had the baseline, the drive to the lane, and the bucket there. 32-30, Scotty's plus two. 4:20 to play in the third. Reed hops through traffic. Get it to Heyman for three. That hit the top of the backboard, but caught by Reed and put in to tie the game at 32.
They're battling, Bob. I like it.
Pritz hassled at midcourt, trying to get by Reed, and it's going to be a foul. It'll be a floor foul. Question is, did they get Reed or France? It's going to be France picking up his third. So they were going to be okay with the bodying by Tristan Reed, but the reach in by Tavon France.
I actually thought Reed was the one who fouled him.
Luke Stinnett checks in, and Stanley Chapman will sit down. Inbound to Valencer. France right up in his grill. Three ball, Valencer, well short. Callen rebounds. Triple team ball ripped out of his hand. Goes to the sideline. Little Prexies end up with a loose ball. Sherbondi saved it at his bench, but threw it right back into Jaquay Heyman. Heyman to France in the corner. Try to force it inside to Johnson. Picked off. You got back into this by not making those kind of plays. Ball out of the hands and look going to be ruled off. Last touch by Will Callen. Luke Stinnett couldn't handle that as the reach in there by Callen.
That last possession, Bob, it almost looked like Johnson wasn't quite ready for the basketball. I thought it hit him where he could have caught it.
Inbound to Stinnett.
Yeah.
And the throw-in, the bounce pass in, hit out of bounds. That's a violation. It's a little Prexies, even though they stole it, they ended up with the ball. It was an out-of-bounds play.
Now they have a chance to take a lead. This is outstanding. Got to make those easy ones, though, Bob. But got to make them.
32 all, 3.5 minutes to play in the third. Callen gets the Johnson screen. Valencer knocked the ball loose, and it's grabbed by Ty Warwick. The lay-in, that won't go. Rebound tipped around. Tristan Reed gets away from the triple team. Lob down low. Callen catch. Reverse misses that. Callen rebounds. Kick it out. Heyman will dribble it out of the corner and reset this. Near side, Callen for three in the lead. It's an air ball, maybe a glance just off the iron. Up the floor, Valencer, Euro step, shot up and in. And a timeout for Southmoreland. 2:57 to play, third quarter. Scotty's 34, Little Prexy's 32. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
Each team has used one timeout. Each has four remaining. Southmoreland playing with a two-point lead, 34-32.
But I like the fight Washington has shown in this early stages in this third quarter. I mean, they've come out, Bob. They look like they're ready to play. So whatever he said in that brief halftime worked.
Pass to the near side, and Boy, the play is, ball is received, and we're not going to get a foul call.
Has to be a foul.
Isaac Mann knocked to the floor, and the simple call is going to be Washington ball out of bounds.
How can that not be a foul? Wow.
Callen inbounds to Johnson. Johnson turns and faces and may have gotten away with a walk. Finds a cutter. Heyman missed the bunny. Johnson keeps the rebound alive. Heyman can't get to it and out of bounds.
Well, he just short-armed that. He was wide open, Heyman.
Too many missed buckets right in tight against the rack.
Boy, I tell you, Bob, they've had opportunities.
Now, I mean, if Washington got half of the ones to go, they're up by eight.
Easily.
If Southmoreland got half of the ones they missed here in this quarter, they're up by six or eight. Valencer's drive won't go. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Ball knocked loose, and it's going to be Washington ball. Last touch by Ty Warwick.
I'll tell you what, they're letting the contact go too, Bob. So these teams are going after it a little bit.
Will Callen will bring it up the floor. His two three-pointers have helped the Little Prexies get back square here in the third quarter. Three ball near side. Isaac Mann gives Washington the lead.
And I dropped my pen.
35-34 Washington. 2:05 to play in the third.
Not one of their strengths, but he knocked it down with a lot of confidence from the corner.
Mann's second three-pointer of the game. Valencer trying to cross over. Heyman hassles. Lob side of the lane. Ball goes to Stinnett. His turnaround good. Southmoreland back in front. 36-35. Ball goes to Reed. Cross court. Heyman now to Callen. Don't shoot from there. Callen dribbles to the elbow. His jumper hard off the iron. No good. And Mann gets the rebound to reset. Reed going into the paint. Push shot. Rolls up and in. Washington back in front by one. Reed
soft,
with 11.
Soft touch by Reed that time.
37-36. Valencer getting by Heyman. Kick to the corner. Three ball. Stinnett good. 39-37. Southmoreland in front.
Stinnett has scored 5 points in the last two possessions, Bob.
2 points. Scotty's lead. Wide open three. Mann knocked down, hits the three, and got knocked down.
Should have been a foul. Look at this run.
40-39. Valencer, finger roll up and good. Valencer has a dozen now in the game. Southmoreland up by a point, 41-40. Valencer. Third all-time leading scorer in Southmoreland. Double team coming to Callen. Give it off to Reed. Pump fake. Takes it to the side of the lane. He gets knocked down on a foul call. A pushing foul.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Warwick reacted negatively with the official. You got to be careful.
Ty Warwick's first. Team's first of the quarter. 7 minutes and 40 seconds into the period. Inbound to Reed, put it on the deck. Back out, Isaac Mann, another three, hit it.
Whoa!
14 points for Isaac Mann in the game. 43-41 Washington.
The freshman knocking him down.
Valencer on the dribble at midcourt. Tristan Reed not wanting to let him get by. Valencer goes to the hoop, ball is stripped, held ball, and the quarter comes to an end. End of three, Washi 43, Southmoreland 41. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Washington trailed by 8 at intermission, outscored the Scotties by 10 in that third, 21-11 Washington. Little Prexy's up 43-41, and will start the fourth with the ball.
Well, and they did it, Bob, by knocking down those threes. Mahan, Isaac Mahan was terrific with his shots, but the defense has picked up.
Mahan with 3, Callum with 2, threes in the quarter. Charnock out in the far wing, and nobody goes out to him. Near side, Johnson, down low to Reed, threw it away.
Yeah, bad pass. Those mistakes come back to haunt you.
And a chance to build on their lead, but threw the ball away. Pritz, Valencer, 3 ball off the rim, deep rebound. Scramble for the loose ball. Mahan and Pritz tie up, and possession arrow belongs to Southmoreland.
Great job by Mahan, though, to get on the floor and tie that basketball up, Bob. Terrific hustle.
Baseline throw in. Going to get the ball to Valencer. He's double teamed. Finds Pritz. Floater outside the lane. Won't go. Rebound kept alive. Tristan Reed dribbles it out of there behind the back. Make sure Valencer can't get to a steal situation. Now it's Valencer on Reed. Reed crossover. Pulls up at the low block. His roller won't go. Rebound controlled by the Scotties. Reed was the only player in there for Washington. Pritz finds a cutter. Valencer too hard off the window. And Callum with the rebound.
Well, I'll tell you what. It is physical out there, Bob. I think Tristan Reed thought he got fouled on the last possession.
Yeah, there were 2 fouls called in the entire third quarter. No foul shots. Ball down low. Vince Johnson, he gets tied up and fights out of it. Goes up, shot is swatted out of bounds by Luke Stinnett.
Well, you can see Travis Anderson, he's really just, he's working it out there.
6:50 to play, third quarter, 43-41 Washington. Little Prexies took the lead on the buzzer, on the three ball late in the third quarter. Neither team has scored, 1:15 into this third period. Mahan and Callen, the three ball threats. Mahan for 3, off the rim, won't go. Rebound Vince Johnson, he'll dribble it out of there. Good move there by Johnson. Finds a cutter, Callen to the hoop, missed the lay-in. Charnock kept it alive but couldn't clear it, and Ty Warwick does.
I don't know what you have to do to get a foul called.
Well, it hasn't been done yet. Valencer to the hoop, scores to tie the game.
They've got to contain his dribble to the left. He's a left-hander.
43 all. Valencer now 16 points, leading scorer in the ball game. Tristan Reed's going to the hoop. Shot will go, but it's going to get a foul called on the floor. Referee Don Johnson makes the call. Brock Pritz guilty of his third foul.
And he made that basket too, Bob.
That's the third time tonight, a whistle and a continuation. The shot went for the Little Prexies. One by Callen, one by Vince Johnson, I believe, and that one by Tristan Reed.
I was just thinking about that.
Tie game, inbound, it goes up top. Jaquay Heyman, and now Tavon France comes out to take it. Bring it near side. Callen's open, 3-pointer, nothing but net.
Boy, they look confident shooting the basketball, as confident as I've seen them.
46-43, Washington by 3, biggest lead. Valencer up the floor, cut off, gives it off Stinnett, and now to Sherbondi. Will Callen has 11 points in the game. Valencer trying to get the ball back, but Sherbondi can't get it to him. Ball goes to Pritz in the midcourt circle. He has moved his pivot foot about a foot, but got away with it. Pritz, Euro step down the lane. Shot won't go, but a foul called on Callen, and we'll get free throws. 5:22 to play in the fourth. Washington 46, Southmoreland 43 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Brock Pritz at the free throw line, hits both foul shots, make it a one-point game. Washington 46-45. Tristan Reed on the dribble, gets by a double team. One to go to the corner, now has to find Callen. Free throw line jumper short, but rolls up and in.
Boy, Will Callen has come alive here in this quarter.
Averages 8 points a game. Check that, 10 points a game, has 13 already. Pritz behind the back, takes it into the paint and stops. Valencer, ball fake, goes to the hoop, ball stripped, and out all alone, Tristan Reed for the jam, score it.
Boy, I was just hoping he would make it, Bob. I just wanted the basket.
50-45, Valencer drives, basket and a foul.
You cannot fall asleep on them. They're going to run the ball up the floor.
Valencer with the two. The foul on Callen will be his third. Team second in the quarter. 4:38 to play. 50-47. Little Prexies had built a five-point lead, but Valencer misses the foul shot, and Tristan Reed covers it over. Callen open on the left wing. He'll bring it up the floor. Click. 4.5 minutes to play in the fourth. Valencer guarding Callen. Now moves out to guard Tristan Reed. Holds the ball with one hand, kind of palms it. Cross-court pass. Callen goes and gets it. Sherbondi late to the party, guilty of a foul.
Well, it's a good thing that Callen jumped towards that basketball that time, or that may have been picked off for a solo. Good job by Callen.
Second foul on Southmoreland. Washington ball into the corner. Tristan Reed double team, bad pass. And again, just a soft pass is picked off. Pritz bring it ahead, feed it across. Valencer shot, basket, and another foul on Washington. It all started with yet another soft pass from Tristan Reed picked off.
Well, that was no excuse for that. They got to keep the ball out of the corners. They're double teaming Washington in the corners. Reed got double teamed, and he didn't handle that pass very well.
Foul on Jaquay Heyman. Washington's third foul of the quarter. Bucket for Valencer gives him 20 and a free throw to tie the game at 50. So five straight points now for the Scotties after Washington went up by five on the jam by Tristan Reed. Reed gets it inside. Vince Johnson took two hands in the back. Play on was the call. Luke Stinnett got away with one there.
No, that's a foul. I don't understand how that cannot be called.
Pritz up the floor. Deal it out. Valencer pull up. 18-footer. Well short, but the rebound to the corner. Stinnett gets it. Pritz far side. Sherbondi on into the corner. Ball fake by Warwick to the hoop and score. Scotties plus two. 7-point run for Southmoreland. Ball comes near side. Now back to Callen, to Reed on the wing. Over the shoulder pass to France. Inside to Heyman. His pass was tipped, but it gets through. Callen penetrates. Jump pass to the baseline. Heyman feeds it back out. 2-point Southmoreland lead. Heyman, double team, fights out of that. Jump pass, and Washington gets a timeout. 3 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Southmoreland 52, Wash High 50, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
3 minutes to play in the game. Southmoreland 52, Wash High 50, Washington ball in the front court. Coming out of the break, Isaac Mahon is checked in, and Jaquay Heyman is checked out.
Well, and if you're Washington, you've got to stay composed here. And you're not getting some of those calls. Don't let it affect how you play. Continue to work.
Callen to Reed, double team in the corner. Mahan, France, far side, three ball off the iron, won't go. Rebound tip by Mahan, but ends up in the hands of Stinnett. Southmoreland led by as many as 13 in the opening quarter and led by 8 at the half. Washington had a 5-point lead in this quarter, but the Scotties have scored 7 straight. Timeout Southmoreland as they had Falenzer challenged closely in the corner. 2:26 to play, 32nd timeout for the Scotties. 52-50 Southmoreland back on the WJPA Sports Network.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. If someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Each team has 3 timeouts remaining. 2:26 to play in regulation. Southmoreland with a 2-point lead. Winner goes to the quarterfinals to take on either Bishop Canavan or Shadyside Academy.
Washington needs a stop, Bob. They've got to play strong, solid defense here.
France trying to cut Pritz off. Pritz flip it back out. Falenzer got by Reed. Hops to the paint. Ball knocked out of his hands by Vince Johnson and out of bounds.
Boy, I tell you what, had Vince Johnson not hit that ball out, he had a wide-open layup.
3 fouls on France, 3 on Callen, and Callen was the last line of defense there against Falenzer. Inbound feed, and now eventually to Sherbondi from Warwick, near side Falenzer. Baseline, Reed blocks the shot, France had it, taken away. Pritz trying to go up, Pritz will score.
That's an unlucky break for Washington on that particular exchange.
54-50, Scotties plus 4. Now as we click under 2 minutes to play, Reed underneath Vince Johnson, dish it back out. Callen for a 3-pointer. Well, short air ball. And lands in the hands of Pritz, who's triple teamed.
Vince Johnson had a wide open layup and didn't take it.
And we get a timeout for Southmoreland after Pritz got the ball. 1:42 to play, fourth quarter. Scotties 54, Washington 50, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Our motto at Sunny Days is put our clients and our caregivers first.
For Sunny Days
in... Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Washington outscored Southmoreland 21-11 in the third, and then 7-4 to start the fourth, but the Little Prexies haven't scored since. Since the dunk by Tristan Reed, Washington has not scored, and the Scotties have put up 9 straight.
And they've had a couple chances. They just haven't taken advantage.
Inbounds pass going to be ruled knocked out of bounds by Heyman, and Sherbondi apparently did not reach out and touch it.
Well, if you saw Travis Anderson, he doesn't agree with that.
Sherbondi will take this inbound and go back to Pritz. Reed steps in front of Falenzer. Reed for 3 off the back of the iron, won't go. Scotties Falenzer goes in and gets the rebound, and Tristan Reed reaches in and fouls him.
Bob, I do not understand why they're firing threes up. Take the basketball to the basket.
Foul on Reed is his first, team's 4th of the quarter. 4-point Southmoreland lead with 90 seconds to play. Full court pressure. And now Scotty's tried to screen a man free. Sherbondi takes the inbound. Go to Pritz. Reed steals his jump pass. Reed going to the hoop. Off the window. Lays it on the rim. Won't go. Put back is good. Tristan Reed. 54-52. Falenzer has the ball taken away, and a foul going to be called on Will Callen, and that's going to put Falenzer to the free throw line.
Well, I'll tell you, that was close. Callum doesn't think he fouled, but.
Team's fifth foul, and Falenser going to the line. He is, I have 0 for 2 at the line tonight.
Yes. Bob, you see what I mean about taking the obvious layup. I mean, Will Johnson passed one up, Vince Johnson, excuse me, and I thought Tristan Reed on the previous possession could have gone in and made a layup.
Falenser with the ball and a two-point lead. Two free throws, first one no good.
He's had a heck of a game, but he's been struggling from the line. He's missed three out of his last four. I do have him for one make.
How many points you have, Falenser?
21.
Okay. It's one of two here. Three-point Southmoreland lead.
Plenty of time. You don't have to take a three.
55-52. Mayen check back in on that last break. Heyman went out. Callen penetrates. Picks up the dribble. Gets it inside to Johnson for the two. Timeout Washington. 55-54. 1 minute to play in regulation. Little Prexies have used their third timeout. Down by one. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Ball game played at arm's length through the first half, but this second half has been a dandy.
It has been very good. Lots of intensity defensively, a lot of baskets by both teams. I tell you, the one thing that's jumping out at me, Washington has not attempted a free throw in the second half with all this physicality and those drives. It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, they're going to put full court pressure, and they can't give up an easy one here. Plenty of time, Bob. A minute left.
Four ties in the game and now seven lead changes. All of that happening in the second half of the third quarter and on. Southmoreland ball after the timeout. And the Scotties can't get the ball in bounds. Here's what I don't understand. That was after a made basket. The thrower, Brock Pritz, could have moved and chose not to. Use the timeout. So now Southmoreland has just one timeout remaining. Here with a minute to go. Full timeout for the Scotties. Southmoreland 55, Washington 54 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Washington has two timeouts remaining. Southmoreland has one. There's a minute left in regulation here in this opening round 5-12 matchup. You know, 5-12 is always the line in the NCAA tournament where you get those upsets.
You get the upset constantly. Well, you know, this would be a great chance to throw that half-court trap in there as well. Tristan Reed is on the ball because he creates a lot of problems.
And the officials indicating to Brock Pritz that he can run the baseline. He chose not to the last time. This time a little bit of movement. Pritz runs, jump the ball into open area, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Falenser. It's Washington ball in front court with a 1 point deficit, but the ball in hand. Now, no time went off the clock. Substitution, Mayen checks back in, and Heyman goes out. No time went off the clock with Falenser touching the ball. Lob down low, Tristan Reed catch, go up, score, take the lead. Trap, Sherbondi in the corner, able to pass out to Pritz. Long feed ahead Shot won't go. Rebound and a putback for Falenzer. Followed up. Southmoreland up 57-56. Wash High timeout. 37 seconds to play. Too long to hold for one.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, if you can get the ball inside like they did on the last possession, hey, take that. But don't throw the ball away. Give yourself an opportunity at a shot. It's been a dandy of a second half, hasn't it, Bob?
37 seconds to play. Southmoreland 57, Washington 56 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Each team now has one timeout left in regulation. There are 37 seconds on the clock. Southmoreland 57, Washington 56. Now 9 lead changes in the ball game, and these last two coming in about 17 seconds of space.
Well, the first chore here is get the basketball inbounds. You don't have to force a shot. There is plenty of time. And I'm old-fashioned, but I'm getting the ball to my two big guys. Let them do their thing inside if I can. Do not take a three. Oh, he almost walked, Bob.
Inbound to Mayen. Callen dribbles around traffic, puts up a contested shot. That won't go. To rebound knocked to the near side. Falenzer leans back into Vince Johnson, and Johnson's going to get called for a foul.
Yeah, I was going to say, Falenzer caused the whole foul.
First foul on Vince Johnson. Trip to the other end where Noah Falenzer will shoot two more free throws.
I didn't like the shot was taken. I thought Callen forced one. Didn't need to do that. Kick it back out. You had plenty of time.
Well, the Little Prexies came out of a timeout and ran a really shaky inbound play where two guys together bumped into each other and able to save it. Free throws. Falenzer, first one good. 25 points on the night for Noah Falenzer.
Well, you can see why he's up there in their all-time leading scoring list. He's a really solid player.
58-56, Scotty's plus two. Second free throw short. Rebound battle for, and Tristan Reed going to cover it and bring it out. Two-point Southmoreland lead. Reed, Euro step, little push shot off the iron. Tip back up, won't go. Johnson rebounds. Throws the ball to the near side, and it's out of bounds. No foul. Vince Johnson went flying through the air on the rebound.
Well, they got a foul right away. Tried to get a steal. 13 seconds. Down two.
Heyman checking in for Washington. Sherbondi for Southmoreland. Two-point Scotty's lead with 13 seconds to play. Brock Pritz to feed it in. Ball comes into Sherbondi, and Heyman fouls him right away. Brady Sherbondi will go to the foul line for the first time tonight.
He shoots it at 64%, so not a bad choice to foul him. Didn't want to put Falenzer there. He's a 76% free throw shooter. Big free throws coming up.
Just under 12 seconds remaining in regulation. 58-56, Southmoreland by two. Sherbondi at the free throw line. First one perfect. His first point of the game.
Unbelievable. He made the ice water in the veins on that one. Very calm and collect at the line. And this is a big one here, Bob. He's got to miss this.
Second free throw is no good. Long rebound, and Sherbondi's going to end up with it. And a foul called on Tristan Reed.
Still plenty of time. Still 10 seconds.
And now you send Sherbondi right back to the stripe. Sherbondi's first one good. Southmoreland plus four now. with 10.3 seconds to play.
And if I'm Washington, if he misses this, you take this right to the basket. Don't shoot a three. You don't need to do that.
60-56, Scotty's with the lead. Shirbondi hits both. And a substitution after the free throw make. That's why the stoppage. And now the Scotties will guard everyone. Long pass ahead to Vince Johnson. Pulls up. A little jump shot. Good for two. Timeout Washington. 6.5 seconds to play. They rule out a three or a two? Board shows three.
The referees are saying two.
We get a replay there. Yeah, they are now indicating that's a two, and I was pretty sure it was. Yeah, Vince Johnson definitely on the line. So a two-pointer, 61-58. Washington now without a timeout.
Well, at this point, Bob, they have to get a quick steal, and they have to shoot a three because of the time constraints. But first line of business is you must get a steal.
Second half foul shots. Southmoreland 10 in this quarter. Washington has not had a foul shot since the second period.
That's hard to believe. And there were several situations where they drove and they were fouled hard and it wasn't called.
Totally fair. There's lots of contact the other direction.
I agree with you.
But, 10-0 on fouls, on foul shots. Now, Southmoreland has a timeout. Pritz fakes it. Going to get the ball inbounds to Falenzer, and he'll be fouled right away by Tristan Reed.
Yeah, he would have to miss both shots. I'll give Washington a lot of credit, Bob. I mean, I thought they were dead in the water there, and they came out in the second half, and they played hard and made this a game that's going right to the wire.
Falenzer to take his eighth and ninth foul shots of this period. Three-point Scotty's lead. One make will clinch it. And Falenzer hits it on the front side.
Yeah, and the next one will be easy. He shoots 76%. He's a good free-throw shooter. Those early misses were uncharacteristic.
5.5 seconds to play. 62-58. Now, we did see a foul on a three-point shooter at the buzzer the other night.
Yes, we did.
Valencer hits both to make it a five-point lead and a moot point. Tristan Reed, free throw line, volleyball 10-foot line shot off the mark, and the ball game is over. Back and forth, second half, a dandy 16 minutes of basketball for Washington Green County fans. It ends the wrong direction, but the Southmoreland Scotties have enough to survive, and they move on to the quarterfinals. Washington season comes to an end. Your final score, Southmoreland 63, Wash High 58, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once, so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Welcome back to Southmoreland High School, where the host Scotties have advanced to the quarterfinals with a sprint out in front, get caught from behind, trail by five, and then battle back to win it by five, 63-58.
Noah Valencer. He was really tough down the stretch with some putbacks, strong drives, and then going to the foul line when he had to make them and knock them down. So great effort by him. But I was really impressed with how Washington was able to compose themselves when it looked like they might go to the other side of this. Fought right back in, got that lead, just could not hold the lead. A couple of opportunities I thought slipped away when they had easy looks inside, pitched out for perimeter shots that they missed. But let's credit their effort. It was there, and it's just a shame they had to lose this game. A dandy of a second half.
Indeed. Opening half, not so much.
No.
Southmoreland jumped out 8-0 lead. The team's 13 points apiece from there to end the first. Scotty's up 21-13. Southmoreland and Washington with 9 points apiece in the second quarter to maintain that 8-point lead, 30-22. But the Little Prexies sprint out, score the first 8 points of the third quarter as Will Callen and Isaac Mahon draining threes. They hit 5 combined in that third quarter. Washington outscoring Southmoreland 21-11 to lead 43-41. And early in the fourth quarter, the Little Prexies extend the lead to 5, at coming with about 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the game. 50-45 with the dunk by Tristan Reed to exclamation point on that rally. Washington up by 5, but the Scotties score the next 9 points in a row and go from down 5 to up 4. Washington would take the lead one final time, just under a minute to play, up 56-55, but the Scotties score 7 of the next 9 points in the ball game and win it 63-58. Check some numbers for you. 27 points for Noah Valencer. He now needs 38 to become the second all-time leading scorer in Southmoreland history. 27 for Valencer. Ty Warwick had 16. Brock Pritz had 10. Those three in double figures. Southmoreland, I have 11 of 16 in the game at the foul line and 9 of 12 in the fourth quarter. For Washington, Tristan Reed, 15. Isaac Mahon, 14. Will Callen, 13. Vince Johnson, 12. Wash High, yes indeed, do not adjust your radio. Wash High had 4 players scoring double digits in a competitive game, but just ended up not being quite enough. Little Prexies, perfect, 4-for-4 at the foul line, but did not get a free throw in the second half of the ball game.
And that is head-scratching to me because, as you said, both sides, they missed free throws, but there were some drives they went in. And I thought Vince Johnson got hammered on a few, and Will Callum too, and they didn't call anything, and these were shooting fouls. And it's just, I don't know how to figure that out. I mean, those are fouls, easy fouls to call, but didn't make the call.
Travis Anderson, head coach of the Little Prexies, will have to craft things differently after losing Tristan Reed, Will Callen, Isaac Charnick, and Vince Johnson, three of his 5 starters in tonight's game. But boy, the play that we've seen late in the season by Jaquay Heyman, and certainly that we've seen as Isaac Mahon has elevated himself from a regular JV player to an important part of the varsity performance. And those two, just freshmen, and good things ahead, it would appear, for the Little Prexies. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
27 points in a game that you rally late in the final minute to win. Probably going to get you consideration for player of the game. And when you score 13 of your 27 points in that fourth quarter to come from behind, it almost guarantees it. And indeed, 6-foot senior Noah Valencer, our Washington County College Center player of the game, had a big first quarter with 10 points. Pretty quiet in the middle 2 stanzas, just 4 total, but then 13. And the things that he did with the basketball, the no fear that he showed leading Southmoreland to the win and on to the quarterfinals against the Bishop Canavan Shadyside Academy winner. Tom, thanks for your work tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, looking forward to it.
Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Visit Green. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care in the comfort of home, sunnydaysinhomecare.com. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We now turn the page from prelims to quarterfinals tomorrow, and we'll have three Elite Eight games for you on the WJPA Sports Network. Avella Boys host Sarah Catholic. Peters Township girls get a third look at Baldwin, and the Trinity girls have a date with defending state champion South Fayette. We'll have all three games on the WJPA Sports Network with free-to-access audio and links to our NFHS video productions, and the Avella Sarah Catholic game will also be available on our YouTube page. Thanks to head coaches Travis Anderson and Frank Messina, to athletic director Brian Pitts, and the entire crew here at Southmoreland. For my partner Tom Drakely, floor director Scott Donnelly, Grady Peterson and Cam Pritz on camera, Mark Edwards and Bill Chapo producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. In the first round of the WPIL 3A Boys Basketball Playoffs, your final score, Southmoreland 63, Washoe 58. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.